You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Homes.com knows having the right agent can make or break your home search. That's why they provide home shoppers with an agent directory that gives you a detailed look at each agent's experience, like the number of closed sales in a specific neighborhood, average price range, and more. It lets you easily connect with all the agents in the area you're searching, so you can find the right agent with the right experience and ultimately the right home for you. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.
This summer, click into cordless power with Memorial Day savings at the Home Depot. Tackle more than half an acre of grass with the convenience and gas-like power of the Ryobi 40-volt battery-powered mower. And keep your flower beds looking fresh with the 40-volt cordless string trimmer. Then clear leaves and debris with the 40-volt leaf blower. No cords, no gas, no hassle. Click into Memorial Day savings happening now at the Home Depot and on homedepot.com. How doers get more done.
The Podcast Playground.
Hooray! I'm Buzz Knight, the host of Taking a Walk, Music History on Foot. Today, our guest is Peter Callahan. He wrote, directs, and stars in a glorious new film called Out and About, One Man's Long Walk to Find Himself. Someone actually taking more steps probably than me on Taking a Walk. Let's join Peter Callahan next on Taking a Walk. Well, finally, I'm meeting up with someone on Taking a Walk who's probably usurped my step count for the day. Hello, Peter Callahan. Welcome to Taking a Walk.
Hey, thank you. Thanks for having me.
How many steps have you done with your walks today?
Today, I did about probably 7,000.
Is that about normal?
I like to get more. I usually get around 9 or 10,000 in a day, but it depends on what you're doing. You know, I live outside Manhattan, and if I go into the city, you know, that walk count will jump just by virtue of, you know, moving from place A to B. It'll jump by another 4 or 5,000 steps. But you know, a good normal day is about 9,000, 10,000 steps. How about you?
I'm about 12,000, actually. I hate to be braggadocio about it. Where did you get the walking in your blood? Was it just something you became accustomed to, or was there a family member that really inspired you to walk a lot?
You know, it certainly wasn't inspired by, and it came later in life. I was not always a walker. You know, I did grow up at the top of a big hill, and so I was forced to walk a lot, you know, to go to school and go to, you know, up and down the hill. But I would never had any particular interest in walking. And I think it just was more for both psychological and physical reasons. You know, once maybe I entered my 40s or so, late 40s, maybe I took it up. And so, you just feel better when you walk, you know, you feel better physically and emotionally. So I think it's a great activity and it's low impact, you know, you're not getting hurt.
And you live in such a beautiful part of the country, Hastings on the Hudson. I've certainly taken the train into New York from there. So it's easy to walk through those beautiful neighborhoods.
Yeah, it's certainly the scenery makes it more enjoyable. You know, it's something I didn't really appreciate growing up, but now that I'm older, it's like, wow, this is a really cute town. And so I try and notice that every day. Not always successful. I'm often in my head thinking, but at least try.
I believe, does the Seth Godin, the great business strategist, blogger, does he live in Hastings?
Yes, he does. Yeah. See him around somewhat regularly.
Have you ever bumped into him walking?
I've certainly crossed paths with him walking. Yeah, I guess so. You know, I'll see him in the village. I don't actually see him up in the hills or on the aqueduct path that I walk on, but certainly have crossed paths walking more than once.
So what was the motivation on the film besides the fact that you like to walk? I mean, it's a beautiful story, and it's got the great characters from the neighborhood and some great storylines. So what motivated you to write and direct and star in it?
Well, you know, I guess I was looking for a movie I could make modestly. You know, when you're a creative or wants to make movies, when you're an independent filmmaker, you know, it's hard to get movies financed. And the bigger and more complex the movie is, the harder it is to ever get done. So, you know, I could write some, you know, screenplay with all sorts of this and that, but the reality is, you know, it's probably not going to get financed or ever get made. And the idea here was like, what's the simplest movie I can shoot for the cheapest amount of money and something that feels, you know, real to me and familiar? And since I take walks every day and I'm thinking every day, I say, hey, what would it, you know, how about a movie just about, you know, taking a walk and what a man, you know, what he's thinking about while he was walking. It's got, you know, as you know, it's got a big interior monologue. So you're hearing the thoughts interspersed with dialogue and so it was just sort of writing what you know, the old adage, you know, write what you know. And that's what I did.
So when you're taking walks, your mind must constantly be racing if this movie is any indication of it.
Absolutely. It definitely is. And I think all of us do that. You know, most of our lives are lived inside our own heads, I think. And so I was just trying to bring that experience, you know, to life in the form of a movie. So I don't know if I'm any different than anybody else, maybe a little bit more neurotic and thinking a little bit more, but, you know, I show the movie to people and a lot of people say, oh, I have those kinds of thoughts too, or, you know, that's what I do. That's the kind of thing I think about. So I'm pleased that it is at least resonating with some segment of people who watch it.
Who are some of your inspirations that we can feel maybe inside the movie?
Well, I like movies that mix kind of humor and drama. You know, they're not comedies per se, and they're not, you know, hardcore dramas. But I think the biggest influences on my work are really the American filmmakers of the 1970s, that sort of golden age of, you know, starting with maybe Midnight Cowboy and One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest, Dog Day Afternoon. They're kind of real to life stories that I really gravitated towards growing up and enjoy still very much. And in terms of this particular movie, I don't know if you've seen the old movie, The Swimmer, starring Burt Lancaster. It's pretty similar in some ways, at least in its structure of one character going from place to place over the course of an afternoon.
And I know you're a fan of music because there's a lot of music references that are going through your head. It's a death trap. It's a suicide rap. I saw, right?
Sometimes you'll hear a phrase and it'll, you know, make you think of a song. You know? So that's what it is. So there is some of that throughout the movie. And I'm glad to see that you do that. You think that as well.
The other one was the reference to Good Vibrations in there, right?
Yeah. There was one to Benny and the Jets. Yeah, there was a couple throughout, yeah.
Because I think, yeah, when you are walking and you're certainly looking at a place in time, certainly music is always part of a place in time, right?
Right, yeah, 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 for sure.
So when you you visited in the movie, Jeff Fisher visits his old house. I have to think in your life, you've done the same. Is that true?
Oh, yeah. I mean, many, many times. I've walked by my old house many, 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 many times, for sure. And, you know, it's hard to avoid when you live in a small town. You know, I haven't always lived here, but this is where I've spent most of my life. So I'm seeing everything from my childhood all the time.
What does that feel like? I mean, when that happens, does it give you an inner sense of satisfaction or regret when you do it?
There's more regret. There's more regret and longing. And it's also nice in a way, too. It's comforting and it's nice to, you know that and to see some of the old people. But in turn, yeah, generally, there's probably more regret than satisfaction, for sure.
Now, is Jeff Fisher the type of guy that goes to high school or college reunions?
That's a good question. I'd say, yeah, maybe a little reluctantly, but yes.
And does he rekindle old flames in his relationships?
I would say yes as well. That's certainly possible, yes.
Because, yeah, everyone has sort of looked at their life from that lens. And that's what's so beautiful about the movie is how you look at, you know, the life through Jeff's lens and the voice, the inner voice. How did you find, quote unquote, that inner voice that is the narrative in the movie? Because it's a unique, comforting voice.
Well, you know, I've heard that before, and it's nice to hear that. I didn't think or much about it at all. I just sort of, you know, it just seemed like the voice in the head would be a little quieter and softer than the normal speaking voice. And so there was no searching for it or much thinking about it. It just came naturally.
And I think Jeff is very confident in his observations of the world, though.
Perhaps so, yeah. Perhaps so, yeah.
Maybe not every time, though, because I think sometimes the confidence maybe eludes Jeff when he runs into the ladies.
I guess there are a couple of awkward moments there. But there, I feel like there's awkward moments with the men as well. So I don't know if that's gender specific. But maybe, you know, maybe I have to go back and analyze if it's more with women than the male characters. I don't know. That's an interesting thought.
I know if it were me, it would be more awkward with the ladies.
Yeah.
Who else has influenced you about walking in terms of the therapeutic nature of it?
Well, you know, there's, you know, almost any article you read or anything you read about health is always touting the benefits of walking, you know, or just movement in general, but walking in particular. So I think it's, you know, it's an accepted thing in society that walking is good for you. You're never going to hear anybody say, oh, well, no, walking's bad. You know, you don't want to be walking. So I think, you know, just a general societal influence, whether as opposed to any sort of, you know, famous walker or anything like that.
Well, there is somebody I could tell you that influenced me, especially with this podcast. I think you've probably heard of him, the late Vietnamese monk Thich Nhat Hanh. Have you heard of him?
Maybe, but not really. That's somewhere in the back of my mind, something about that, but no. I'm going to have to say basically no.
I'll recommend that to you for sure. In fact, I'll send it to you because I think it points out that every step we take in our walk, you know, we certainly should exude a sense of, you know, gratitude where we're walking, you know, taking in, you know, the beautiful sight, you know, the conversations. So I think there is something to that, you know.
Sure, send it along, that'd be great.
But it's also a problem-solving mode too, walking, isn't it?
Yeah, and you know, sometimes I'll listen to podcasts or music, but I try not to do that too often because I want to be, you know, to think things through. It is this meditative time where, you know, I feel it's important to have that and not always be distracted. And walking is a perfect activity for that, for sure.
Now, who did the scoring, the music scoring for the movie?
That's a composer, Gianno Manzelli, who was recommended by the composer of my previous movie. And we work with him remotely, and we just, you know, work together that way. And I'm, you know, really happy with the work he did.
And what's some of the other music that goes through your head in those moments that you're walking, either in the form of, like, what type of music or what type of artists?
You know, I really kind of 1960s and 70s rock and roll and pop, you know. I really, you know, that's kind of what I grew up in, and I never really gravitated past that. I still think it's the best stuff. So, you know, there's not a lot of new songs entering my listening. You know, I love, you know, all the, you know, I love the Mamas and the Papas. I love the Doors. I love, you know. Oh, you know, all that from the 60s and 70s.
And do you like walking in big cities like New York City?
I do like walking in New York. I find that things can go quicker. It feels like time passes. Here, everything's so familiar, so time can go slower. If I'm in a new place, everything is new, so I'm taking in more, and it's just... there's more to distract me, or there's more to see. So it can be, you know, rejuvenating. You know, I feel like I can walk further sometimes in a place like that.
So how can folks find the movie Out and About?
So Out and About will be available for streaming on, you know, various platforms on May 16th. I believe it'll be on Amazon, iTunes, YouTube, Google Play, wherever, you know, people typically find movies to watch. And they can always follow our website, outandaboutmovie.com, for any information. And we're on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram. But so May 16th, look for it on Amazon or places like that.
Well, congratulations on it, Peter Callahan, and thanks for letting us take a walk with you and with Jeff Fisher in the movie Out and About.
Well, thank you, Buzz. It was fun to be here, and thanks for having me.
Thanks, Peter.
Taking a Walk with Buzz Knight is available on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency, where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch, so you can be confident in the safety and quality. visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.